So our final tactical strategy, number 12, is time management. And I saved this to last because really it ties everything together. I can give you absolutely the best ideas imaginable, but if you don't make time to do it, then they're not going to work. You have to execute these ideas. And I want to talk with you or visit with you about putting a schedule together, a workable, realistic schedule in which you can execute these tactical strategies every single day, or most of them every day. But there's four principles, time management principles, that I want to cover first. One is prioritization, and that's doing the most important things first. And guess what that is? Relationship focus. Remember, the top advisors spend 75% of their time with clients and prospects. That's why they're top advisors. They do the right things. They prioritize their time, and that's what I'd suggest that you do. Number two, in order to do that, you have to have a good team that you can delegate to. And as an experienced advisor, you need to build that team with basically a job description that you can have somebody do that doesn't involve necessarily the relationship building part that you can't delegate. And so, you know, one of the success principles, if you remember, are top advisors invest back in their own business. If you don't have a team that you can delegate to, you need to get one, even if that means hiring an additional sales assistant on your own. Henry, one of the top advisors that kind of had a midlife crisis, he was actually a fairly average advisor for the majority of his first 20 years for his career, made a decision to make a real change. He was doing about $600,000 in business after 20 years. He felt like he could do better and had a midlife positive crisis and had his eye on doing $2 million one day. The first thing he did was he hired, at a cost to him, of $100,000, two fully paid assistants. And guess what? 3 years later, Henry went from $600,000 to $2 million. And it wasn't just the sales assistants, but that was a key portion of it. You've got to have people you can delegate to so you can spend your time doing the right things. Time blocking is doing similar things in a period of time so that if you're going to market, you want to spend that time, an hour period, marketing. If you're going to do client contact, you want to spend an hour block doing client contact. Trying to do client contact and marketing and administration and blend it all together doesn't work very well because there's a certain amount of momentum that you get, particularly on the client and the client contact and the marketing activities that are part of this job. I'd recommend that you block your time. And finally, as we talked about before, the top advisors have all of their processes and presentations all in place in advance. When they go to make a presentation to a prospect, it's already done. The format's already set up. They may need to tweak it or change it, but it's essentially done. When they have a client review, it's already set up. The information is there in front of them. They get to review it. The reports are out. They simply execute. So having the preparation done in advance so that the day-to-day activities are just execution is a key to being a good time manager. So let me share with you a sample schedule. And I think the power of this is in its simplicity. So I'm going to suggest that up until lunchtime, through lunch, that you engage in proactive activities. From whenever you get in through lunch, it's proactive. After lunch, it's reactive. You let the day come in. You return the calls, you check your emails, you do whatever administrative or, you know, reactive kinds of things that you have to do after lunch. And so what this really allows you to do is have prioritization, and it makes sure that you're focused on the right activities first thing. And so, you know, the way I would break it down would be you start your client contact in most time zones at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you make those monthly contacts, those quarterly reviews, those annual reviews from 8 to 10. So you've got essentially 2 hours. Actually, 8 to 10:30. You have 2.5 hours. If you contact, on average, 5 clients a day, that's 30 minutes per contact. And some will be shorter, some will be longer. Typically, a monthly contact might be 15 or 20 minutes, a quarterly review might be 30, 40 minutes, an annual review would be an hour. But it should average out to be about 30 minutes per contact. So that's 2.5 hours, 8 to 10:30. From 10:30 to 11, I suggest that you make your follow-up pipeline calls. They should last 15 to 20 minutes each. If you've got 50 over the course of a month, you're going to be contacting 2 a day. So you're following up with your prospects, you're talking to them just like you would your clients, and you do it at the tail end of your client contact because you're kind of in that mode, in that groove, and you're thinking, you know, the way you need to in terms of contacting prospects. The final hour of the morning, which would be 11 to 12, should be contacting prospects that you have that are either referrals or that you have from your client events or that you have from professional referral sources. The different ways that you bring your prospects in, you're contacting them for a meeting. You're setting those meetings up, and so you have between 30 minutes and an hour every day to do that. Lunchtime should be a client or a prospect meeting in almost all cases. That's an ideal time to be meeting with people. So at the end of lunch, you've talked with your clients, you've followed up on your pipeline, and you've made your outgoing initial marketing contacts to new prospective clients. And you've had at least one meeting, lunch meeting with a client or a prospect. So now it almost doesn't matter what happens at the rest of the day because you've accomplished so much by lunch. So now's the time to react. Now's the time to return the calls. Now's the time to sit with your assistant and go over what needs to be done, the delegation aspect of it, your team meetings, conference calls that you have. And by the way, if you have some client appointments in, that's fine, or if you have prospect appointments, that's fine. But the point is that you move more to a reactive than a proactive mode. So as simple as that schedule sounds, if you follow it, great things will happen, and you'll move from being reactive, like many advisors are, to proactive, like the top advisors are.